I want to reveal to you today a sacramental oil that not only can bring you healing, but can drastically reduce your purgatory time. We're going to talk about that in today's video. Let's get right into it. Now, first I want to talk about what it is and why, how to get it, and when is this coming? First of all, when is this coming? So this is amazing because this will be what you could say is the third arm of this channel. The first one being the channel itself, which I love. The second being the nightly rosary group. This is really the firepower behind the channel. We prayed at 9 p.m. Central. The people there are incredible jewels. I love them. Their prayers are the reason why this channel is fruitful in any way. Now, this third arm will be distributing sacramental oils blessed and exercised by priests and touched to different relics of saints, as well as Saint Benedict medals. And these will provide an incredible amount of healing throughout the world, beginning here in the United States and then out. And then it will drastically reduce your purgatory time. Let me explain. So I remember I was at a mass for anointing of the sick, and someone mentioned that they said essentially, look, the only thing that's really important is the spiritual healing. The physical healing doesn't really matter. If you get that, that's nice. And that's said by someone that's never really had difficult physical struggles or illness. Any of you that have ever had physical suffering or illness know how much it interferes with your life, how much it leads to darkness. It could lead to sin. It could lead to a doubt. That's why Jesus spent so much time healing. Now, the physical healing is always the most difficult. Even there's that one scene where he says, what's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or stand and walk. It's obviously harder to tell someone to be physically healed, because we can always say, oh, someone's spiritually healed, and you can't prove it. That's why in the church, sometimes we don't have the faith to ask that from God. But physical healing can dramatically lead to a more loving heart. It could lead to wounds being healed. It could lead to obstacles being removed in your own prayer life. So both the physical and the spiritual are important and need to be healed. This will be coming in the next few weeks, possibly a month. All of these sacramentals will be coming from Ireland. A friend of mine there is setting up a business account with a shipping company so that they can organize, first of all, the getting all of it, and then packaging it correctly, and then having it correctly shipped to the United States to me, so that we can distribute it from here to all people that ask for, especially and particularly in the United States. They're trying to set this up so that this could be a worldwide distribution of these sacramentals. So that's, when is it coming? It's going to come soon, within a month at the most, two. What on earth are these? So the graces coming to these oils began with the 1 billion souls devotion that was started about 3.5 years ago. They began praying for the release of 1 billion souls each year. And they would pray the chaplet of St. Gertrude, and they would ask different people to commit to that. Now, because of the graces behind all of that, because of much prayer and suffering, the farm shop in Ireland has received incredible amounts of graces. So essentially, all the souls in purgatory that have been helped and released are praying for all the people that are receiving these oils. That's why there have been hundreds of healings ever since December. Who distributes it matters. Now, some people may ask, why can't I just get a blessed sacramental oil anywhere? Well, let me give you a few examples. Saint Andre Beset, when he was living there in Canada, in Montreal, at the Shrine of Saint Joseph, thousands of miracles would happen whenever he would ask people to go to the oil lamps and to take oil lamps that were dedicated to Saint Joseph. He would tell them, bless yourselves with it and you will experience healing. Thousands of healings would happen and they would line up for days. He wasn't the only person telling people to go get that oil. Why was that oil, when he recommended it, more powerful than the other priests that were there? Because he was holier and more close to God. That's why. So the person wielding the instrument makes an incredible difference. You don't believe me? It's the same with the Mass. The Mass, which is incredibly powerful, you tell me, if you knew Father Ripperger was saying a Mass, and in the next church, 5 minutes over, your regular priest was saying the Mass, which Mass would you go to? Yeah, don't lie there, Father Ripperger, because more graces will come to you because he is a holier man. That's why the people behind these oils have prayed and sacrificed and discerned and suffered and obtained the intercession of the holy souls in purgatory. That's why they are more effective and fruitful as compared to maybe any other oils from other places. So all these oils are blessed and exercised by priests in Ireland. Then they are touched to different first-class relics of different saints. In these cases, Saint Philomena, Saint Charbel, Saint Benedict, and in the future, other saints that are incredibly powerful, and then they're named after the saint whose relic they touched. I was able to bring about 345. Those are already gone and shipped and should be coming to you soon if you were one of the people that emailed me. More will be coming in the future. Now, how can this reduce your time in purgatory? Now, let me share with you something that a friend of mine saw related to all of this. They were in prayer and they saw a relative of theirs in purgatory. The relative opened their mouth, and from their mouth they saw red hot coals and lava pour forth. He was startled by the vision and discerned through prayer, and was told by his relative that she was in purgatory for sins of the tongue. And that was punishment. That was the punishment that she was receiving for the sins of the tongue. But it didn't stop there. He was able to understand that those sins of the tongue that she had committed came from her heart because of wounds that she had in her life. And so that fire was not only in her mouth, but it was in her heart. And fires in purgatory that are in your heart are of the most painful. So he was able to understand that she committed sins because of wounds that she had in her life. Now, if you look at any sin that we commit, it's probably the case that 99.9% of the sins that we commit are committed because of wounds and brokenness that we have. Now, if we were completely healed, we could still commit sin. Look at Adam and Eve. They still sinned despite not having any wounds that we know of. So when you request this oil and you are healed physically and you are healed spiritually, you will then be significantly stronger in resisting sin. You will be significantly stronger in doing acts of virtue and praying and loving the Lord and loving other people, because if you have this exterior and interior healing, and when you sin less, you go to purgatory for a shorter amount of time. That's how these oils will shorten dramatically your purgatory time. And it's also the case that because we act out of our woundedness, and the things that the evil things we say and think and do come from our woundedness, we cannot enter heaven with that woundedness. It must be healed. So not only is this a good thing to do, we must be healed if we're going to enter heaven. That's how these oils will drastically reduce your purgatory time and give you a much more amazing life. So you need to understand that these oils are prayed for by souls in purgatory that have been prayed for. So they've been prayed for. They've been praying for the oils. The people arranging all of this have an incredible love for the souls in purgatory. And this will be shipped to the United States, which will then be forwarded to you. at some point in the future, the souls in purgatory are in and through each and every step of this. The moment that we're able to distribute these in a large amount, I will let you know. So if you send me your mailing address right now, I may not be able to necessarily make a list, although I will try. Then we can contact you and let you know, hey, it's ready. We're going to ship these to you within a few days. Now, if you want to physically go to Ireland to obtain these oils for yourself, that's ready right now. You can go here to the farmhouse in Derry, or you could look up the Coffee Barrel if you're in Derry in Northern Ireland. They're also having a generational healing event on July 11th, the Feast of St. Benedict. Here's information on that. And at the end of July, here in the States, in Northern New York, at the Shrine of Rosa Mystica, I will be hosting with Joy and Patrick a generational healing retreat. And I guarantee you, I'm going to have some of those oils there. So if you want some of them at the end of this month, come and get them. Massive healing is going to happen throughout the world through these oils. It's been prayed for. It's been discerned. It's going to happen. You wait and see. My friends, subscribe, support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.